This is KERA News. I'm Bill Ziebel. Some of the nation's most powerful Republican politicians are in Dallas this week for the annual convention of the American Legislative Exchange Council, known as ALEC. There was action inside and a protest outside. The American Legislative Exchange Council has been around a long time. The Dallas meeting is its 41st annual gathering and exemplifies a kind of button-down conservatism. That's reflected in its core values, repeated a lot: free markets, limited government, and federalism, another way of saying states' rights. ALEC creates legislation it hopes states adopt. It helped with the Stand Your Ground laws that garnered bad publicity after George Zimmerman killed Trayvon Martin and used the law for his defense. ALEC helped write failed ordinances Farmers Branch passed, trying to keep illegal immigrants from renting there. Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss welcomed ALEC attendees at Wednesday's luncheon. He's glad the nonprofit no longer pushes immigrant renter rules.
So I applaud them for staying more focused on free markets and federalism and these issues, and maybe leaving some of those other things aside.
Outside the Anatole Hotel, there were more than 100 protesters. ALEC sees itself as deeply rooted in American values. However, former Texas Agriculture Commissioner Jim Hightower views the group as un-American.
The corporate lobbyists bring draft legislation that they hand to these legislators to go back and pass in their own state legislature. And that's where these laws come from. If you want to know where the sausage is made, there it is, right there. Always schmoozing and boozing together and stiffing the people.
Without ALEC's pro-business members and philosophy, though, Wendy Lau, a lobbyist who attended the lunch, said folks like those marching outside might not have jobs that pay for food, shelter, or luxuries.
There's a lot of small businessmen in this room, and jobs in the economy and making your rent and paying your electric bill are all really important issues to everybody. And that's what we really care about.
She and others at the ALEC meeting offer no apologies for what they say makes this country great. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.